Welcome to the Image and Glory Conference 2025. Open your heart to receive the words of righteousness declared to equip us against the words of darkness. Hearken to these holy words and be empowered to rule and reign.
Thank you, Jesus. For in my spirit, I give you highs. Amen. I'm come to give you highs. Amen. I'm come to open highs. Amen. I am here to open highs. Amen. I want to open your highs. I want to open your highs for you. See, blindness is the ground that enemies have over you. Blindness is the ground your enemies used to stay in you. For blindness is the ground that your enemies used to remain in you. And when those blindness have been dealt with, the enemies lose their place. The enemies lose their place. The enemies lose their place. For even this morning, I am set to open eyes. I am set to open eyes. And as I open eyes, things and grounds of the enemies will be uncovered. For you see, the enemy, even your enemies, they don't want you to see. They want you to remain in blindness. For they have said, no one will come up. But I am sent even to bring mercy. I'm sent to bring mercy. So you can come up. So you can go up. Go up into the place of your reign. Into the place of your reign. So even this morning, I open eyes. I'm sent to open eyes. I am sent by Jesus. I am sent by Jesus. As an angel of Jesus. I'm sent. I'm calling you now. I call you. I'm sent with the message. And as I proclaim, as I minister, even alongside with my minister, eyes will be distributed for you all to come up and be able to find grace. To position yourself even in the path towards your reigning. Reigning over your enemies. For it is time to reign over your enemies, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. We receive the ministry of that angel. In Jesus' name. Amen. The theme this year is very powerful. And I don't know what to say, but I think this theme is 3-in-1. It's 3-in-1. Because the Son of God is a theme. Then the reign of righteousness is a theme. Then that one under, bringing under all the enemies, you know, they under their feet is another thing. So, you know, Pastor Dimeji is a terrible prophet. Pastor is a prophet, so you know there are three that bear record in heaven. There are three that bear record on earth. So there are three that bear record in this conference this year. Hallelujah. I know it's just to push out the thought of God. Sometimes it's not easy to use one word to capture what God is saying. You know, so, and I also try to pray when I just waited, and God, with my prayer for this conference, to God put something in my heart, and that's what I'll be plowing this morning and this evening. Amen. And what I also perceive I will do is a two-part teaching. You know, two-part teaching. Because it's not easy to combine everything once if one wants to be faithful. Okay, so what I will do is that, what I perceive I should do is that, first of all, teach on the Son of God. Then the reign of righteousness. Since I have two sessions by God's mercy, it's not a right. It's just privilege of mercy. Hallelujah. And you know, some of us, when we attend conference, we didn't go there to go and preach. When I was coming for that time, it was what were you? There's a name we're giving, Ruah of the Spirit. That time, I wasn't coming to come and preach. I just came to be blessed, you know. And later, you know, God gave me mercy to be a minister. And before I know it, I started seeing my picture in the flyer. I wasn't looking for anything like that. Amen. I know everybody likes to, not us though. We should be dead to ministry. Ministry is death, but people don't know that. You know, the ministry of this kind, you should just make sure we hide ourselves. Can we say a big amen? So I will be, by God's grace, let me start with the first one. And what is in my heart, after some just little waiting on this, is to, the two, I want to put it as one. Though it's two-part teaching, but as one. I don't give things to my message, but I had a theme. This year. I had a topic. So I maybe even want me to be very, take it tactically. You know, I will call it Sonship in the Order of Melchizedek. You know, so that is what the Lord put in my heart. Sorry, Pastor, sir, I think everything is around that. You know, so everything is around that. So when I pray, that's what the Lord pressed upon my heart. And like I said, I'll be doing two-part teaching on it. So Sonship in the Order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah, because the issue of the Son of God, when I was also praying, it was impressing me that, see, it's not just sons, not sons of God, the Son of God. There is a particular person that carried that tag called the Son of God. Hallelujah. And that is talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. So, and that is also the model of building sonship. God, there are many sons of God. What did I say, please? So, you see, there are many sons of God. There are sons. Jesus is not the first person they call Son of God. Are you getting me? God entered creation and began with sons. When God enter creation, I know our daddy has taught us, I follow his teaching, he talk about everlasting rain, he talk about eternal rain. So that's not new. So when God is eternal, not when he was, because there is no time to eternal. When God is eternal, hallelujah, there's nothing that was existing. Nothing was existing. It's only the Godhead that are existing. I don't want to say there were, because you have to say before Abraham was, I am. That are existing. Father, Word, Holy Spirit. But when God entered creation and began to create, the first thing God created, the first beings God created, God called them sons. Sons of the morning. Bible called the morning star. Job says it. He said, when the morning star sung, when the sons of God, please give me that place. I'll be going slowly like this. Hope you don't mind. He said, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job chapter 38 verse 7. When the morning stars sang together and all, you see the word, all the sons of God shouted for joy. So this is the beginning of creation. When God began to create. Hallelujah. The first ones God created them as sons. They were created sons of God. Please, what did I say? They were created sons of You know, the tongue says that we have eyes. And having eyes means that you also listen and get some understanding. These things are not far away from what we have been taught. It's just to reemphasize them. They are created, they are people called, they are beings that are called created sons of God. Created sons of God. These ones were not made. They were not made. You will see where man came into it. They were not made. Let's see one of them in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel 28, you know, he said, son of man, take a lamentation for the king of Tyre, you know, upon the king of Tyros, and say unto him, thou dost see the Lord God, thou sealest up the psalm, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Yes, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering. He mentioned all of them. Amen. Because of time. Then you can see, say, the workmanship of that tablet and thy paths was prepared in thee. What? In the day thou was created. So somebody just woke up and is fully formed. He just woke up. I mean, when I say woke up, he came to consciousness and everything was already built inside him. Already made inside him. But they call it, in the day thou was created. Hallelujah. So these are all created sons of God. We just saw one of them now. There are many in of that kind. Hallelujah. So this is just one of them. They call him covering cherub, or the anointed cherub that covering. So this, there are other cherubims. There are other ones. All of them were created so. They were what, sir? Created. Somebody say created so. I wish you can say it again. Your face will not intimidate me. Say it again. Created so means that this way you have been created, that's how you will be. You cannot change. You won't diminish. You won't appreciate. This is how you will be. That's the word created so. So God created. There were sons God created that were called created so sons. You know, and that's how they will be. No room for improvement. No room for growth. No room for development. As they have been created, so they will ever be. I wish a big amen. Those are sons. They are also sons of God. They are sons of God. And after God created, so it means that God is so particular about sonship. God is so particular about sonship. It's also giving me an understanding that God cannot do without sonship. God cannot do without sons. God needs sons. God wants sons. Hallelujah. God wants sons. In a layman language, all of us know what I'm saying. That all this that I say, all the sons of God, they are angels. So all these created sons are angels. They are all angels. Say angels. Angels in their different order. So when you look at the book of Psalms, let's just see this thing now. Psalm 103, let's see. From Psalm 103 verse 19, said, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. You can see the way that they mention throne, they mention kingdom to talk about God's reign. Hallelujah. Because kingdom and throne is manifestation of the reign of God. Who agree with me? There is no reign without kingdom. There is no reign without throne. We first of all see a throne. When you see a kingdom, what you'll be looking for in that kingdom is the throne. Because the throne is in the midst of the kingdom. What gives the kingdom definition is the throne. Hallelujah. And he said, God has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Hallelujah. Then look at this, eh? Look at the next. He began to say, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Then the next one, what did he say? Bless the Lord. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Then another one, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Then I say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. So everything they mention here, they are all sons. Everything, when I say everything, every being they mention, they are all sons in their different order or their different levels. The angels are sons. These angels are, they are sons. When they say bless the Lord, ye is angels that do his commandment, what, hearkening to the voice of his word. These angels are cherubims. These angels are cherubims. See what I say? Or angels of the third heaven. We have been taught this thing. But if you are new in the church, if you are new in this conference, you need to understand it. Because we want to raise you as a son. The first time I started teaching this teaching in church, I felt a resistance from thoughts and imaginations of some brethren that, why are we burdening ourselves about this thing? Then the Lord gave me an answer to them that you can't be a son and not know this thing. There is no son that does not want to know something about his father's kingdom. Have you seen a son that don't a prince who wants to sit on the throne and doesn't want to know anything about his father's kingdom? All he wants to know is how to eat well and live healthy, do exercise, and marry and make. No, you will know things about the kingdom, how the kingdom is running. I hope you know that Jesus Christ knows everything about the kingdom of his father. I can't fail you. Jesus is in the affair of all these things now. They are in his, they are all under him. Peter said that when Peter was right, he said, Jesus Christ, who has gone to heaven? He said, all authorities and dominions are under him. Let me look for that scripture. Can we see him? Let's see 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. Thank you, Pastor. 1 Peter 3, 22. Look at what it says. 1 Peter 3, 22. Who is gone into heaven? Let's see from 21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us in it. Not the putting away of the feet of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. What happened? Angels and authorities and powers be made subject unto him. They can't be made subject if he doesn't know anything about them. I don't know if you are getting me. That means that he knew them. He knew how to manage them. He knows how to manage all angels, all powers, and what again? Authorities. Yeah, it's not that they just made subject of things. Some just came and said, oh yeah, all of you bow down. No. That's not the way God does his things. Jesus Christ was made better than them. But not just made better, he understands them. So I'm saying that so that you can open up your mind. So when they say, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that's first level of sonship. They are sons of the present world. What did I say, please? Yeah, so let's illustrate the sons of the present world. Because the sonship we are dealing with is not sonship of the present world. That's why God put in my sonship in the order of Melchizedek. The sonship, the son of God we are looking at is not son of God of the present order. It's not the son of God of the present order. Hallelujah. There's another order he belongs to. And that's the order they are using to build every son. That we have this manner of righteousness. Can we say a big amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So the angels, when they say blessed are these angels, these are angels. They are the first class sons of God of the present. And they are angels of the third heaven. You can see that they call them blessed are these angels that is held in strength. That do, because you can see the word excellent in strength. The excellent in strength that this commandment act not the verse of his word. Amen. Then the next one, bless the Lord, ye, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. These hosts, they are also angels. These hosts, what do I call them? They are also angels. They don't just say, bless the Lord, ye angels. They are also angels. But you see, it's just like the one they call angel there, they are the superior. So when they say angel, they are the angel. All of them are angel, but these are angel in full expression. They are more angel than every other person. They are more angelic. So you can say angel, more angel, most angel. I hope I'm not convincing anybody. Okay, let's see the way Paul put it in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. He said, who maketh his angel spirit? Hebrews chapter 1. I just want to be faithful to the teaching. And I know you are with me. Hebrews 1:7, he said, and of the angels he seeth. See that word though? Of the angels he seeth. Who maketh his angel spirit? And what again? And his ministers. A flame of fire. These ministers are not men of God. When I was younger, I used to think that there are two levels. Angels are spirit. We ministers were a flame of fire. And Jobina. But these ministers are not ministers as per men of God. These ministers are also angels. Are you getting me? But these ministers have their own kind of formation. They call them what's a flames of fire. When they say, bless the Lord, his angel, thy excelling strength. Who is following me? Hearkening unto the voice of his word, then bless the Lord, all ye his hosts. What is he? Ye ministers of his that do his pledge. Do you see that? So the ministers of his are the flaming fire that you saw in Hebrews chapter 1. Who is getting me? Are you still with me? Yeah. So you can now see that. So the ministers, all his hosts, they are angels of the second heaven. They are angels of the second heaven. Those angels, when you say that is selling strength, they are angels of the third heaven. So because you can see that the verse before that time said that the Lord has set his throne in the heavens. So he's trying to now measure heavens. How throne flowed down from heaven to earth. Hallelujah. So, and he's measuring it like that. He mentioned the angels that are in the third heaven and what they represent. Can we say a big amen? Then he mentioned angels of the second heaven, which are hosts. Everyone say hosts. Say it again. You see, he said, ye is host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Let me labor here a bit. You see, when you enter the book of Isaiah chapter 6, I just want us to see the sons of the present. Because you can't be made better than them if you don't know them. You can't be made better than them if you don't know them. Bible says Jesus Christ, be made so much better than the angels. And that's the way you two will be made. So you must know them. How do you know you are made better than them? It's not in building muscle. It's not in maybe I'll be built more than Michael. Michael is not muscular. Yes. Michael is not. Don't think. All this, when they say Michael, warrior angel, it's not that maybe one. Forget about the graphic you are saying about Michael. One huge person, muscular, with one long sword. If you see Michael, it's not. Maybe it's just as fat as me. I have been privileged one day to have an understanding of one day. Understanding of him. I used to think it was huge, but it's not that huge. It's not very huge. He's a very meek person. Even I was able to see Samson by understanding. I used to see, you know, the movie of Samson. Samson is a very slim person, so that the excellency of God's power can be made manifest. If he's muscular, it will be like his strength. He's one lanky person. One lanky person. You can see that. I can see that this is unusual. Maybe like Pastor God's power. He's using one supernatural strength. Somebody like Pastor God's power carrying the gate of a city. Not the gate of your, not gate of our house here, not gate of our building here. You know city gate those times? City gate. Pastor God's power, city gate. Power gate, Pastor God's power, city gates. City gate those times, they are heavy, heavy gate. Massive. Somebody like Pastor God's power carry on the mountain. Climbing mountain with city. You understand? So it's just to display the excellency of God's power. Excellency of God's power. Revelation flow. Who is still with me here? So when you look at this Isaiah chapter 6, let's see. Isaiah chapter 6, he said, and let's see from verse 1. I'll be very fast about that. And in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And he stood upon, and he stood the seraphims. Each one has 6 wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. With twain he did fly. Yes. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Can we say a big amen? So the seraphims, I will say seraphims. Seraphims are angels of the second heaven. What did I say? They are angels of the second heaven. Cherubims are angels of the third heaven. So that's why I say, bless the Lord, he is angel. Who maketh his angel spirit? Are you getting me? His ministers, flame of fire. When you hear the word seraphims, it means burning ones. Am I talking, please? So, burning ones are seraphims. And he makes his ministers. You see the word ministers there are seraphims. So, and he called those ministers in Psalm 103. What do you say? Bless the Lord, ye his hosts. Ye minister of his. I know we are saying something. Why are they his hosts? Because that's how they worship God. The work in them is the work of hosts. Because when God came in Isaiah chapter 6, how did they worship God? Holy, 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 Lord of hosts. Lord of hosts. That's not the way cherubims worship God. Cherubims worship God in another version. Amen. 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 Somebody shout sonship. We are looking at sonship. So when they say bless the Lord, bless the Lord is not a bless the Lord of my soul. When they say bless the Lord, they bless God in accordance to what is inside. The work inside, the building inside is what they use to bless God. So cherubims don't worship God like that. They worship God better because of the nature of the work inside. That's why when you look at the book of Revelation chapter 4, those ones around the throne, they are called them living creatures. They are cherubims. Can we say a big amen? See, when you look at Ezekiel chapter 10, Ezekiel chapter 10 called the living creatures cherubims. He said, this is the living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river of Cheba. And I knew that what they were the cherubims. So living creatures are cherubims. What did I say, please? So when you enter the book of Revelation, those beings around the throne, they are living creatures, but they are cherubims. There's a way they worship God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. A seraphim can't worship God like that. A seraphim can't say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Where did you get that from? It's not according to the work inside of you. So it's like you are going out of boundary to worship God. Out of your order of worship. Out of all, they can't complain. All this thing we see is because we have Bible that we are using. Even a meek person can say, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Who was, who is, doesn't, because as a child in Christ Jesus, you are allowed to do something based on your ignorance. When you grow up, there's a way you will worship God. There's a way you, you know, when I read through scripture, sir, like people that say, I think that thing is in the Bible, the Lord will also help us there. The Lord Jesus Christ will give us victory. You know, people who say they are immortal. You see that when Jesus Christ was on, he never mentioned mortality. He never did one day mention, go and read Bible very well. Jesus Christ never mentioned immortality. Does it mean that Jesus Christ does not know immortality? You know, these things, they are in the manner of beauty. You enter a phase of life that there are something you don't say. But you can be allowed to say them because you are ignorant. Bible said that who is able to have mercy on the ignorant and those that are out of the way. You can say now, you can say, I'm already immortal. Everyone will just be laughing at you. They know you don't know what you are saying. When you say you are immortal, you still have cough tomorrow and have cold and malaria. We say mosquito will let you know you are not immortal. Mosquito, just mosquito. Okay, tell me you are not immortal and then don't use net again. Don't use net in your house. Don't look for a house that has net. And open your window. Let mosquito enter and say, hallelujah, welcome to the immortal world. If you can carry big gun, it's so let me know you are not immortal. Maybe mosquito will laugh at you. Oh, guy immortal, I don't know big gun. Hope I'm not too funny. Am I okay? So the host, ever say the host? The host they are sons of God in the second heaven. The host are sons of God in the second heaven. Those are seraphims. I have used some scripture to make us see that. Can I continue? Can I continue? Then when you enter first heaven, because it's extraying the extent of God's dominion. And the extent of God's throne. Hallelujah. From heavens. Then you can see now say, bless the Lord. All his works. In all places of his dominion. All his works are where you have what Colossians chapter 1 was bringing. Let's see Colossians chapter 1. You know, all his works in all the places of his dominion. Hallelujah. I don't know, maybe somebody is still with me today. Colossians chapter 1, by him were all things created. Colossians 1:16, you know, by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or what again, or dominion, or what again, or principalities, or what again, or power. You can see all this one, they are the one they call all his works in the places of his dominion. You can see the word dominion is there. Bless it. All the places of his dominion. So thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers. They are all the ones that are called the places, all his works in the places of his dominion. I don't know if you're seeing something. Ephesians chapter 1 also bear witness to that. Bible says that Jesus Christ, you know, which exalted in him when he raised him. Abby, from the dead. Amen. Amen. For far above all principality and power and might, is it what? And dominion. You can see that. And dominion. Principality, power, might, and dominion. So when you say all the places of his dominion, they are sons of God in the first heaven. So there are different levels of the sons of God. Amen. Sons of God in the third heaven. I've shown you that they are our created sons. We are looking at created sons. Another word for created sons are sons of God of the present order. Sons of God of the present order. Sons of God of the present order. Our pastor will call it this way to us, present age or present world. There is a present order. And there are sons of God in that order. Now, the reason why I'm also laboring in this manner is to let us see how we will be built as sons from one level to another. You can't be son of God. You can't be everything son of God at once. You will be a growing son. Hallelujah. Oh, malamaga yeneya. I say, may we have that understanding. So very soon you will see that son of God is son of God. No, that's someone that doesn't have understanding. There are different calibrations of the son. So, but we have to see, first of all, calibration of the sons of the present. So you can see that even in the present, sons of God are not sons of God. They have ranking of sons. They have ranking of sons. It says rankings. Me going, if I don't allow me going. There are rankings in sonship, even of the present order. Angels of the third heaven, they are more superior than seraphims of the second heaven. Seraphims of the second, they are also angels. They are also sons. And one was the Ogre that time. We read, he said, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have said this so. You see, so covereth means that he's covering some superior angel, is covering some junior angels. Or superior son, covering some junior sons. Amen. And when he fell, you see that his fall affected some of the people he was giving comfort for. There's no other cherub. Someone say, plenty cherub fair. No. We need to have understanding. If plenty cherub fair, then we are in trouble. If plenty cherub fair, in fact, maybe God will burn the earth again. God will have to burn creation. If different cherub fair, different, not one. It's only one that fair, and it's a light over billions. One is the one troubling the entire universe. Just one, no. One cherub. Because one cherub is multitude. Is a many. You can see billions that are under his influence. Billions. Islamic population, which is giving me a lot of concern. Last few years, Islamic population was about 1.2 billion. But now it's about 1.6 billion. And it's ever increasing. It's ever increasing. Christian population has been decreasing. It's decreasing. At least so far now, we have two large populations in the earth, Islam and Catholicism. Catholic used to be about 1.4, but it may be declined a bit to 1.3. It's still there intact. Just 100 million decrease. But Protestants has been decreasing. When I say Protestant, you know, the people that are maybe Lutheran, Baptist, they have been decreasing. But Catholic has kept its own people to date. Because there's a power that is ruling over Catholic. I'm not, Catholic is not evil, but I mean, you can't win Catholic unless you have everlasting gospel. That's where this reign of, you know, this, the reign of righteousness, where it will work first of all is in Catholic. It will work in, there are three strongholds that the reign of righteousness, let me not jump my thought, where it will, three basically that we have terrible influence. One, Judaism. The reign of righteousness will hit Judaism badly and convert them. The reign of righteousness will hit Catholicism badly and convert them. Then the reign of righteousness will hit Islam. Unless, because Judaism will not respond to miracle. It's not by miracle. It doesn't mean we don't need miracle, but it's not by miracle. You can't change a Jew by miracle. If it's by that, Joshua would have won them. When Joshua did miracle, they said, what have you done? Moses fed them for 40 years. Moses, Jesus, like that. Jesus Christ said, guys, don't. I know you are not looking for me because of miracles, because of bread you had. And if we look at miracle, why are you boasting on bread you just fed on yesterday? You just fed 5,000. Moses fed 3 million for 40 years. You are just starting. Just yesterday is just prelim. Let's enter feast of bread forever. So it's not by miracle. Jesus Christ said, if you see all this miracle, you are not converted. They can't be converted by miracle. It takes the reign of righteousness to come. That's how church will know it has entered reign of righteousness. That's how we know. Believe me honestly. Can we say a big amen? Amen. So what brought me there is that one is just one cherub that fell and has become a serious problem to the entire universe. Can we say a big amen? But there are lesser sons that were under him as seraphims that fell with him, and then as well, all the places of his dominion that fell with him. That's why you can see the new arrangement when Paul was writing about the falling order of this that I was saying now. Amen. Amen. Falling order of this that I was saying. So when Paul was calibrating the falling order of sonship, you could see the way he arranged them again. He was mentioning them. He said, you rest not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. I don't know if you are saying that. Principalities and powers. Then what again? Rulers of the darkness of this world. What again? Spiritual wickedness in high places. So Paul fetched it from first heaven up like that. I don't know if you are seeing what I'm trying to say. So it means that these things are real. All of them that the superior son of the present, one of the superior son of the present had a kind of influence upon, also fell with him. Are you getting me? They fell with him and then they became wicked. They became evil. Can we say a big amen? So these are all calibration of sons. Say calibration of sons of where? Of the present. Then you can now see the last one there they put there. They say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. That oh my soul is also a son. That oh my soul is also a son. Let's see that oh my soul as Adam. So you can see that Adam is also a son. When you look at the book of, can I continue? When you look at the book of Luke, was it Luke? They were mentioning the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Is it backward or upward? You know, they said which was of the son of Enos, which was of the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. I don't know if we are saying that. So it means that all of them, they say them are sons in their different order. So it means, firstly, first thing God has interest in is sonship. And if you are not interested in sonship, God cannot take you serious. If you are not interested in sonship, God cannot take you serious, because God has so much interest in sonship. And to show that in the present order, they could have just called them angels. But God particularly wanted them to be named, even though they are angels, God wanted to be named as sons. As a matter of fact, you can't be a good angel if you are not a son. Because everything the angels have inside of them, they are properties of God in the present. Everything that angels have in them, what did I say, please? Everything that angels have in them, they are properties of God in the present. There is the God that deals with the present age, and there are his properties in the present age. Or what I can call their shadow or mirror. God knows how to do shadow of things. The same way God did shadow of tabernacles. You know, the tabernacle in heaven has a shadow, a copy. Hallelujah. It has a copy on earth. Moses built the copy. Bible says that these things, they are shadow of the original. God knows how to do shadow of things. So God put shadow of his properties, shadow of his substances in the angels of the present. And the more you have his properties in the present, the more superior son you are. That's why when you look at Lucifer, he has about 9 precious stones. And look at those stones, sir. They are stones also found in the new city. I don't know if you are getting me. But you know, when you say, you see the things that make you up, you know, in the book of Ezekiel, the things that make you up. They were mentioning those precious stones. Ezekiel chapter 20, give it to me again. You can see, say, all with all manners of precious stone. Ezekiel 28. He said, every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the berry, the onyx. What's that? The jasper. How many of you know Revelation chapter 4? John said, he that sat upon it shall be looked upon as a jasper. So you can see that. But the jasper of Revelation 4 is the original jasper. But this one is the shadow of it. The angelic jasper. Or jasper of the present. Hallelujah. I don't know if you are following me. So the more of God's things you have in the present, the more superior son you are. So I just assume, I used to teach those when I was younger. When I was younger, maybe 7 years ago, 6 years ago, that if, let's say, cherubim, because what God used the prophet to do is to x-ray one cherub. So I perceive that many cherub will have the same thing. Many cherub will have the same thing. So it's like, it's possible that the cherub have 9 precious stones because they are 9. And you see the 9, they were sealed with gold. I don't want to be too, oh my father, hallelujah. Amen. When he mentioned, he said, and gold. So I just have an understanding that maybe the seraphim, I say maybe so that you won't say pastor to seraphim. I just assume maybe seraphim have 6. Maybe the people in the workplace, work in the work of, in the dominion, in the works of his places of dominion have 3. I just assume so. Because why will I assume? I feel they are in 3-3. 3-3-3. Because the full son has 12. That's the high priest, has 12. And you can see the holy city, which is the express image of the son. You know, the holy city, New Jerusalem, is actually expression of Jesus. If you want to see Jesus' composition, go and see the Holy City. Hallelujah. And the Holy City has 12 precious stones. In fact, the Bible called them most precious stones. So it means that they are stones well refined. Hope I'm not going too far for all of you. Can I continue, everybody? Amen. Most precious stone. So it means that what I'm saying is that the stones have different levels of calibrations down. So the last son, which was also lastly created, was Adam. Which is, and I want you to know, our daddy has taught us, our father, Rebecca has taught us about that. Adam, though he was on physical earth, Adam was also in the heavens of the earth. He's in the air. So that air is the heavens of the earth, or what we call firmament. That firmament is the heaven of the earth. So Adam may look visibly, his body may be on this present earth that time, but his soul was also heavenly to a degree. Not even though it's earthy, but it's on the heaven of the earth. It's in the air. That's why he's taking arrangement and rulership from. That's why he could rule over the birds of the air. You can't rule over the birds of the air if you are not in heaven. Birds of the air fly in the firmament. Are you getting me, everybody? I say, are you getting me? I say, are you getting me? Can I continue? Now, what? Let's look at one more thing before I leave this place. I want to move into the sonship in the order of Melchizedek. But I want you to know that sonship has been existing before this one was being raised. That God has interest in sonship. Hallelujah. And there's nothing God can do without sonship. Please note that one down, because that is the fundamental truth. God will not be able to do anything without sons. God will not be able to do. When I say will not be, in creation, out of creation, he can do anything. But the law that binds God, when I say bind, doesn't mean that God is bad. The law that rule within his operation or that frame him is that without sons, I will not be able to do anything. Without sons. That's why all the angels you are talking about, they are sons. There's nothing moving on earth without angelic forces. It's nothing. Sir, this thing has terrible angelic forces that I can hold like this. I was telling somebody, they said the one event was about to happen in October in Nigeria. No. And hey, you know, there's what they tell that wanted to happen in October. Maybe something that will tamper with government and all this stuff. Someone say, it should have happened. I say, it can never have happened. Someone say, it should have happened. I say, it could not have happened. That's why they say, it could not have happened. At least, would have been, I say, it would never have been free. As at that time, maybe now things will be arranging itself. That time, there will be many confusion. I said, but single summit must hold on the 5th, maybe 4th and 5th. Yeah, so I said, all those things, they carry weight in the spirit. Yes, for a single summit, they will hold some things. So that meeting can run successfully. And Nigeria, there are many times Nigeria will have entered chaos that is just because of a meeting holding. It could be big or it could be anything that angel will have to make sure things are held. Bible says, ought not the earth will have seen the sun. You know, they will have to make sure there's no hurt. So what brought me there is that nothing happened without sons. God will not do it without his sons playing an active role. Amen. Are we blessed today? So, everybody say, hey, Adam. That's the last one that God created. But you see, the last one God created, God has a plan for him. The plan of God for Adam, the plan of God, for that, oh, my soul. Someone say, oh, my soul. Someone say, oh, my soul. I don't like this one you are saying, no. Where you get this one before now? I say it one more time. I say, oh, my soul. You say, what? You say, bless the Lord. Oh, that, oh, my soul, is God has a great plan for that, oh, my soul. And the plan is that this, oh, my soul, will be my begotten son. This, oh, my soul, will be my begotten son. That is the plan. And then with this, oh, my soul that become begotten son, then this, oh, my soul can now bring my reign. My original reign. My original reign. Say, on my original reign. Let me tell you, if we want to, like maybe in the evening, we talk about that rain, the rain of righteousness, the original rain, none of the present songs could have that rain. None of the present songs could have the rain. None of the present songs, whether they be cherubims, whether they be seraphims, whether they be all the works in the places of his dominion, they could not have that original rain. Original rain is rain over corruption. Original rain is rain over corruption. Rain, when we say corruption, corruption is not I slap you is junior of corruption. What is junior? Baby of corruption. Baby, baby, baby. In fact, corruption can rebuke you for slapping. Okay, are there no unbelievers that criticize people that steal money? You know, answer me. Unbelievers are not the same. There are people that even beat their children that they slap money, they steal money. There are parents who beat their children for abusing elders. Am I not talking? There are parents that beat their children for stealing. And they will tell them, in my life, I've never stolen once. So corruption can beat somebody for stealing. So when I say the original rain is rain over corruption. Corruption, what is corruption? If we are going to look at the word corruption, what does it mean? Anything that can change is corruptible. So far, giving over to time or prayer, forces of prayer or time, if it can change, is corruption or is corruptible. Is corrupt. So the real rain, which the sons of the present cannot reign over. So when we say reign of righteousness, where it's taking us to is that a people will rise in this generation. Hallelujah. God wants to see sons that are incorruptible. They can't change. Anything, subject them to time, prayer. Because sometimes I say time will tell. It's not only time that tell. Prayer can tell. It can tell. If because of what you are seeing now, hey, they say they are killing you, they are kidnapping people. My passport, lagbara. Prayer near, it's not time. It's prayer. It's not time. It's not only time that change people. Prayer change people. So they say prayer. What do you mean by prayer? Power is prayer. If you just get any new office now, now prayer. They say power corrupt. That's what they say. Something absolute power corrupt. That power now prayer. Okay, you can't discuss. You can't talk power, not talk prayer. Power is a force. Because when you sit in another office, you have something prioritizing you to make decisions. So we, yeah, that people change. I say, we never know. This man used to be a very gentle person. That's why people conclude that power corrupt. Because no, it's not power that is already corrupt. Power just show the corruption. The thing just bring it out. You know, he doesn't talk. Oh, if you know this person before he becomes something, he doesn't talk. He's always quiet. He's not always quiet. He's always talking inside. Hallelujah. What problem is there is that, I don't know if you are still with me. I move, I come. Let me come back. What does it that God has a plan for that, oh my soul. God has a plan for that, oh my soul. That's why when the oh my soul came into place of creation, they created him last. God told me, I fear God, sir. When I say I fear God, I don't know why God allowed Satan to fall before he created man. I should have, at least when everything was still perfect or good, God should have entered it and created man too. But I felt that God, who is only wise God, knows that if Adam or man has been existing, I don't know where people get the word. Please forgive me. Pastor is a theologian. He say I'm a scholar, but I think he's a doctor. He's a professor. Me, I don't think man existed before. But you know, I already humble myself so that the scholar can say man existed. I don't think there has never been any man before Adam. I don't think so. You know, say Adam is not the first man. Where Bible says, even my Bible says the first man. Bible says it. The first man, Adam. And so if Bible says the first man, Adam, where am I preaching my revelation from? Bible could have given us an hint. Clear hint. But the first man after the man. But the Bible says the first man, Adam. That's the first man. You can't change it. It's not, you can't change anywhere. The first man is the first man. Whether group say proton or neuron, na first man. Shaking now. Amen. Social media can make you sin fast. Anything I see, whether I see two pictures of two men of God, this one, I just immediately, I say, don't recommend the channel. Immediately. Just cause most problem. At the end of the day, I used to fall into that thing. I don't say he didn't mention anything. No, he didn't. There's nothing this doesn't say. Why did you? Somebody just say money is not the vehicle for gospel. Then you put people that are prosperity preacher beside it. Yeah. He didn't mention their name. He just said so. Children of devils. If you don't know what to do, don't use our gospel to pervert, make money. Or else you make money, your generation will suffer for it. There's some money you can't be making, not on the expense of the gospel. So I don't want anybody who think I want to be an influencer. If you want to be social media, please be influencer for how to trade forex, how to do cryptocurrency, even do influencer on relationship. How to have successful relationship, how to run business. I mean, be something like that. Not that you become social influencer and gossiping. So God, what God has in mind is that this man, which is the first man, will God reveal his intention. God had not revealed his intention, I think, when he was creating the sons. He just created them to function and carry out the assignment and bring worship to him. But there are two things creation must do: worship and service. Jesus Christ affirmed that when Satan tempted, he said, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall thou serve. So worship and service are what God ordained for every creation or for every son. So there is a way, thank you, sir, there is a way cherubims worship and serve. There's a way seraphim should worship and serve. There's a way all the creatures in the places of the dominion should worship and serve. Then there's a way, oh my soul, should worship and serve. Nothing, there's nothing outside this to have said. Worship and service. Hallelujah. And that is also a kind of icon to the team. The Son of God is worship. The reign of righteousness is service. Because his two-legged operation is worship and service. It's not service and worship. It's not service only. It's not worship only. You must be a worshiper. You must be a servant. So angels are servants. When the word angel means messenger. Pastor, if I'm right, sir, the word angel means messenger. It means that they have messages to bring. But before they bring message, there is something they have. What are you getting me? That they are being is worship. That they are being. Worship is not I sing, I love you. No, you sing out of your being. So, but when they carry out their assignment, they are serving. Can we say a big amen? There may be more to that, but that's the way I see it. It's worship and service. This is what I just ordained. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall thou serve. Are you getting me? So when God brought out his intent for the last son, the Son. Everybody say the Son. Which is, oh my soul. The intent of God was revealed in Genesis 1:26. You can see that Genesis 1:26 brought out what God had always had in mind. He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And God said, let us make man. All the sons that has been before now, they were created so. But this one, God said, let us make. It means that making is not limited to creating. I want to show you something before I continue. So, you can see God bringing out the agenda. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Who is saying that? Are you saying that? It's in scripture there. You can see. And what? Let them have dominion. So it means that two things are involved. Two things. First of all, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Then they will have dominion. I know you are saying that. So, image and likeness is one. Then, the next thing is dominion. After image and likeness, then they can have dominion. So, there's no dominion with outside of image and likeness. So, image and likeness first. That's where worship comes in. Worship is, well, if when I see, if I can, the more, listen, a full worshiper to God is the one God sees himself fully formed in. When I say a full worshiper, Pastor Friday, a full worshiper is the person who is express image of his person. That is a full worshiper. So it means we grow in worship. The more of God's things you have in you, the more worshiper you are. It's clear, sir? So, true worship is when you have become express image of his person. The Bible says God is looking for true worshippers. Doesn't mean that there have not been worshippers before. But God wants to see himself fully formed. Hallelujah. Please wait, stay with me. You are with me. Thank you, sir. So let us make, somebody say, let us make man. Let us make man in our image. After our likeness, then let them have dominion. So the project is making man. Then verse 27 of that, this verse showed us the next line of action. 27, you can see 27 say, and God, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him, male and female created he them. So this 27 is not fulfillment of 26. It's not fulfillment of 26. 27 is let us make man in our image after our likeness. 26 rather, let us make man in our image after likeness. 27, so God created man in his own image. 26, let us in our image after our likeness, let us make. 27, he created. So creation is the beginning. Creation precedes making. God will not be able to make without creating. He creates first, then to make. You see, when you enter New Testament, this is where many things will not be solved. When you say, I'm a new creation, thank God, that's the beginning. You have to be newly made too. As you have been newly created, you shall be newly made. Can you get me, everybody? Yes, sir. I said, are you getting me? Yes, so what you were trying to tell us today, you know, people are, something is disturbing their theology. It's because we don't understand the blueprint from the beginning. It's the or the why. If you say you are a new creation, there must be old creation. Who agree with me? I can't say there's new creation if there's no old. You see that, you say, I'm a creation. So far you can say, I'm a new creation. It means there's an old creation. Old creation is Genesis 1:27. That's when God created man. They call that man, now we call it old man. Before it was man. There's nothing called old man before, it's just the man. But because that man, there's no other thing that should be made, God let it so. When new man came into being, we call that one old man. Are you getting me, everybody? You are not saying yes again. No, I want to be sure. Don't say yes. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So God's plan is making. To make man. Let us make man. Not let us create man. If it's only limited to creation, man will be like angels. What do I mean? Man will not grow. You will never see a seraphim become a cherub. Never. There's no promotion like that. A seraphim is not thinking one day, I will be a cherub. If a seraphim think that, it's already sin. Because it's not satisfied with his estate. God has created them so. I don't know if you are getting me, everybody. Oh, but for you, you can actually move from one state to another. That's why all that God created so. What did I say, my singers?
All that God created so.
As I see you now, I think kingdom jams. Kingdom jams. You know, there's reason we have jams that time. Ibadan is my. You know, I grew in Ibadan. I grew up. Ah, yes, so. 12 years. 12 years. Arumalara. Okay, Ibadan. And I used to take from there to Ibadan Puli. Sangu. What are they look for in Alofo? I will trek past Agodi. How man I trek? Trek past Agodi, Secretariat. Trek to, you know, to Sango. Then from Sango, trek to Puli. And they look for one girl there. Kalamoyeya. Serious work, sir. Sometimes we carry Keiko. Cake the trek. Hello, Meyaga. Power of God, sir. If you do today, I will not rebuke you because me, I don't do my home. You are not living in, you are living in UI. So you can't come and sleep for somewhere. I don't have transportation. I know you are not in love. You are there. You are not in love now. Can we meet at, I don't get transport today. I say you are not in love. We that trek that kind of thing. So, why am I even serious at all today? Maybe that's what I just said. This is a vaccine against sleep. Because I know more session than sleep. Can I continue?
Yes,
if with all this one you are sleeping now, I know that you need deliverance. Hallelujah. Yes. So, man, the project God has for man is that we will create him, then we will make him. We won't limit him to creation. Man is not permitted to be a created son. Man must be a growing son. That is the advantage God has for man against every creature. So when you say, what is man that you are mindful of him? Or son of man, you take thought of him that visited him. God's thought is that I will make man perfect when I create him. Satan, Lucifer was created perfect. The way it was created. But God said, I won't create man perfect. I will just create him good. Then from good, I'll be working on him. I don't be getting me. Because he's the one that can truly bring my reign. I want man. This last species. God is not afraid of sin. You know, I said, God should have created man before Satan fell. God knew Satan. When I say knew, it's not that what I make Satan fall, but all knowing God. He knew that he could fall. And when he fell, God was not intimidated. We can't create again. We can't make man again. If we create man now, we are in trouble. Let's just leave man like, let everything just. No. In the presence of sin, in the presence of death, God entered the head. And God brought forth man. It means that God is not afraid of sin. You are not getting me. If God is afraid, we will not create man. God will have told Adam. Hey, God never told Adam about Satan. Motareo. Ayeleo. Every Wednesday, you guys must be fasting. Wednesday and Friday, you guys must be fasting against your enemy. When he enter, and I'll give you some psalm to be reading. No, God is not afraid of sin. Hallelujah. He that is not afraid of sin is a king. That means he has reign. And it's Daniel that I will so raise man that man will beat sin. Man will beat death. Hallelujah. Amen. Our pastor teaches us on Monday about sinlessness and deathlessness. Yeah, so God knows those things. He has them. He's not afraid. I know even angel may be concerned. Ah, with all this fall, how can you be doing this one? This is risky. In the midst of this one, we are only God knows what they are thinking. But they know he's the only wise God. They just let him be. So in the midst of that, God already had a plan. Can we say a big amen? I don't know, maybe I can still continue. Yes, sir. What the sons, present sons of creation, sir. The rain they couldn't come into, the rain over corruption. Is the rain over? They are certain measures of rain. In fact, the Lord made me know some things that, you see, when it comes to resources, when it comes, you were talking about we having resources, you know, God can give, there's no dry land anywhere. I don't know where my thought is going like, can I be going like this, sir? But hope my thought is still continuing. Are you still getting anything at all? Listen to me. There is no limit. There is no dry land. What makes dry land is because certain things have not visited the land. There is no dry land anywhere. The Lord told me that. Don't call it learning dry land. It's not dry anything. He said it just take one angel. He said it just take one angel. That's what he said. Take one angel. He said if I send the angel and the angel land. He said anywhere that angel, there's an angel called gold. When he land and put his leg down, God will enter. God will enter. Dig the place before you won't see any gold. But after the angel has gone, go and dig, you'll be seeing gold. Gold, my one bear. Our angel, this angel, they have terrible things in the present. Angel of water. There's no any dry land, there's no water. There's an angel enter a place, water will spring out. They have certain measure of rain in the present. Oh, my hallelujah. Thank you, sir. They have rain over sun. One angel parted Red Sea. It's not God, though. Don't see God came down. God said there's something I don't do. He said, I don't bother myself about some things. Some angels parted Red Sea. One angel just parted it. It's a wind. It's imparted. Can we say a big amen?
Amen.
And last night we see on that, it's not part of my teaching, but I just, maybe when I mentioned that, it's just to bring an atmosphere. And that's why he brought the atmosphere. I just saw that those who have been sowing before, you even said it. Please, this is time you are about entering a gusher. Don't stop sowing. Don't stop sowing now. Because you are just about entering a gusher. Some of us say our work will become very, God will bring multi-millionaire, multi-billion, multi-million dollars. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So God began to say to man, God brought out the original program. When God created man, God brought out the original program to make that all my soul to become the man, the son. I told you that there are created sons, but they begotten son. The begotten son is the one that can come to the original rain. What brought me to all this? Some of the things I said, because angels have certain measure of rain. Rain is, you can have dominion. Some angels have dominion. Hallelujah. In fact, an angel will call dominion. An angel is called throne. They have certain measure of rain. But the issue is that their rain is limited in that they don't have rain over corruption. They don't have rain over corruption. So the anointed cherub that fell is what made all other creation know we are limited in our jurisdiction of rain. Because it maybe they didn't know before that time that falling could be possible in that manner. They have so much powers. They have so much authority. They have certain measure of rain. Can we say a big amen? So, but when God created man, what did I say, please? Before he created man, they brought out their plan, their original plan. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. They never told that to even angels, that let us make angels. They just created angels in their own order, in their own likeness. In their own images, they created them. Even though they bore certain things of God, but what God has in mind is that I will create a species that will be created in our own image. And after our likeness, then it will now have dominion. You see, this dominion, you see, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, is a sub-dominion. Hallelujah. Let's see Hebrews chapter 2. Pastor, I hope I'm still okay, sir. Hebrews chapter 2, quickly. Then I would, you know, I said I'll be teaching on sonship in the order of Melchizedek, but I'm just trying to make us say that there are sons. All that I've been teaching because there are sons. So that you can also have a mindset of being a son. You know, many of us, not many of us, but many Christians just come to church, they don't even know why they are in church. They don't know why they are in church. And some end up becoming son of Belial. And some end up becoming sons of Belial because they don't even know the project. Satan likes to make sons. Satan is a son, a fallen son, and he knows the importance of son. Not so, sir. Even see the person that will lead people to lake, they call him son of perdition. He's also a son. Man of sin, son of perdition. So, it's not a child of perdition. Satan is also a maker of sons. Satan wants to raise sons because he understands what is in the heart of God is to raise sons. And that he too was once a son. Am I talking, please? You have to see that you must be made a son. No. Mama Banyi Fambi. You have to see it. Mama Banyi Fambi. So by me, I'm a Banyi. I'm going to Banyi Faketori. We must drag it with you. You must see the project before you is to be a son. And you must agree with it. Hallelujah. Can we say a big amen? Hebrews chapter 2. Let's see. Let's see what Bible says. Bible says that, what is man? He was quoting that same scripture. He said, the word to come, which we preach, is not subject to man. But once in a certain place and testify, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor. And this set him over what? The works of thy hands. Colon. Next one. What did he say? Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Yeah. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. Please look at that. So here is not, is fuller than Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26 is that he will have dominion over the birds of the air, amen, fish of the sea, and over every creeping thing. That is just to show a man that is on earth. Because the first man is earthy. So he must begin his dominion from the earth. Hallelujah. He must begin his dominion from the earth. But that's not the full dominion God has in mind. The full dominion is what this Hebrew is saying, that he will put all things, he said, in that he put all his subjection under him. What happened, sir? He left nothing. He left nothing. Are you seeing something? He left nothing, the what? That is not put under him. But now, we see not all things put under him. So, God, Adam fulfilled a part of that Genesis 1:26. He had dominion over the fish. He even gave them names. Am I talking, please? Adam is the one that gave them name. Name is not, you'll be gorilla. Gorilla is English. Monkey or born Yoruba. Only God knows what. So that's not, name is nature. So Adam attained a measure of life that he could distribute nature to animals. Am I talking, please, sir? Sir, perhaps hope I'm not shooting too much. I just want to say that. Let's not look at these things. So, but that's not what God had in mind. Adam became a prince in the head. But what God has in mind, Adam will rule over everything. Adam will have dominion. It means seraphims works in all the places of the dominion. Seraphims, cherubim will be under him. All things will be under him. That is the intention. That is the intention. And that's why I now say, but we don't see all things being put under him. But we see Jesus. I don't get it. But when he said we see, he's trying to tell us that there is a man that presently now, all things have been put under him. As we speak today, there is a man. Oh my God, lo mene mene maga yashasha. Yo me teme. There's already a man. Pastor CG, as we speak now, there is a man. That was all things are put under. That's where the scripture you quoted for us in 1 Peter chapter 3. He said, Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven? And all angels and authority and powers be made subject unto him. It means not just to rule over first parts of the air or boss of the. No, no, no. There is more to that. Everything must be under him. Everything must be under him. Angels must be under him. And making them under him is not that God will just bring one man and say, I promote you. Oh yeah, all angels. This is a man I favor. Stay under him. No. What God has meant that I will build him up. Hallelujah. That's it. Let us make him. Somebody say, let us make. Let us make. I will build this man up. And as I'm building him up, he's having rain. Rain, rain, rain. Until what, sir? He's fully built up and he has total rain. So Jesus was made. Is it what? Jesus was made so much better. There was a time Jesus was made equal to angel. What did I say, sir? Yes, no. People say made so much better. He was it not written? He was made a little lower than the angel. Little lower. Not lower, little lower. But from little lower, he kept climbing. Being built up. Climbing is not that he's just relocating, no, by locating the spirit. No, he was being built up. There was a time he was built to the mayor. There was a time he was built better than them. There was a much better. So much better. Far above, he was being built up. Hallelujah. Until all things were made. So subject is superiority. He became more superior than them in building. So from that time, God, before Jesus Christ was made so, God already had a technology of building his own sons. 30 minutes of labor on that one. So technology of raising his own sons. Raising his, when they say his own sons, created sons are not his own sons. Created sons are created. What God has in mind about those created sons is that I want to foreshadow to people how I will raise my own sons. So I will make this one yardstick for raising sons. So it's a shadow of raising. So it means in the spirit realm, he raises his own son. If people will come to a point where they come, works of his dominion. Then it will build them more. They will become like seraphims. I don't be getting me. Hallelujah. So, God have his own technology of raising his own sons. Raising his own son. The technology God has is to raise his own son in a particular order. That's why I call it sonship in the order of Melchizedek. So, Melchizedek is the order of raising his own sons. Melchizedek is the order of raising his own son. God's own order of raising his own son. Because Melchizedek order is the order of righteousness that we abide forever. Melchizedek order is the order of righteousness that we abide forever. There's an order of righteousness that will not abide forever. That is the order of righteousness we see today. So in the present creation is an also order of righteousness. All the angels are angels in the order of righteousness. Our pastor has taught us that righteousness is truth. Righteousness is also alignment with the throne. Righteousness is alignment with the throne. When they say he has set his throne in the heavens, it means that what is chosen down is righteousness calibration. Amen. So God has his own order. Somebody say God has his own order. Say very well. Say, shout very one more time. Please say it like somebody who wants to talk well. So you see, Melchizedek order, there was a time we had that conference here. The Melchizedek order. That's just our baptism to many of these things. So the order, 8 years ago, the order of Melchizedek is not just order of reigning only. It's order of making. What is it? You are a priest in the order. You are a priest in the order. The order itself is not just limited to priesthood. No, it's not limited to priesthood, but you must be a priest in that order. Are you getting me? Hallelujah. It's an order of raising, and it's also an order of ruling. It's a system of reigning. To reign. That's why Melchizedek means king of righteousness. Melchizedek is king of righteousness. What is a king of righteousness? Pastor would have taught us that very well. A king. You can be a king and not be known in the present as a king. I don't think people know Melchizedek of that order. He wasn't like other people, other kings. He was a king of a city called Salem, not so, but it's not like all those kings that were warring, taking territories, conquering. He looked like a very quiet king. He's a silent person who is not particularly after taking dominion over people or bringing them under, or he's not earthly kind of a king. He's a king of another order. Hallelujah. But I can't dive into detail of that so that you may come. But I want to say one thing to you before I continue. That Melchizedek is not an angel. The Melchizedek that met Abraham, he wasn't an angel. He was a man. He was a man. Hebrews chapter 7 says, consider how great this man. How great this man was. Hebrews 7 new, verse 4. Now consider how great this man was. He's a man. He was a man. He was a man. He was a man. He was a man that learned a system. When you look at him very well, he was also a son. The Bible says, he said, without father, I'm not delving much into it. I just want to see something. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of this, no end of life, but what? But make like unto the Son of God. Make like unto the Son of God. Even that Melchizedek at that time, he was made like the Son. So it means that he too enter certain level of sonship, but not like just like we enter it. So that Melchizedek was also a Son of God. He was a Son of God. But then you see, he abided a priest. Because you can't enter this kind of sonship and not be a priest. Can we say a big amen? Please, I don't know, maybe you are still with me. So, God's own order of raising sons. Say what I said. It's what, sir? It's in the order of making sure that that's the way I perceive it. And the Bible is showing it. So, when you look at Jesus, for example, let's see Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 5. Because I want you to see how I will be raised. In that order, how you will be raised in that order, and certain level of rain. The Lord told me that I should labor today, so I've labored like that. Labor on internalized rain. There may be in the evening, labor on external rain, because many times when we talk about reign of righteousness, we are looking for a time when we are going to have dominion, when we are going to reign over. No, the reign begins with what is inside, inward. Enemies within. Hallelujah. So also, let's see, look at it. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, what did he say? Thou art my son. You can see that word? Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. This thing here, this is where Jesus Christ was glorified. This was when Jesus Christ was glorified. That's why he became today. Have I begotten you? Before now, he had been son. He had been son of God. Amen. Kai. I don't want to. Are you still with me? This was after resurrection. This was after resurrection that he was glorified. Because he prayed in John 17. Father, glorify them with thy own self. Even the glory I had with you before the foundation of the world, before the world began. Now he was glorified. The Father glorified him. How he glorified was that he said, you are my son. Today have I begotten you. Can we say a big amen? Amen. So, but before that, he has always been a son. He was being made. This full blessing of making. And as he said in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Yes, go on. Verse 6. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was hard in that he feared. Yes, that's bad. Everybody read verse 8 for me. No, no, I don't like that kind of reading. Read where? What happened? He learned obedience by the thing which he suffered, yes, and being made perfect, he became the author of it. So them that obey, wait, you can see that here he was a son. Though he were a son. Hallelujah. Though he were a son, he learned obedience by the thing which he suffered. How was he glorified? Today, you are my son. Today, have I begotten you. So it means that it was a son God begat. Not a child. So it means there are different calibrations of sonship. As you have it of the present, so also you have it in the Melchizedek order of priesthood that will never pass away. What I said, do you understand? Living soul was a son. Beings in the first heaven, they are sons. Second heaven, they are sons. Third heaven, they are you getting me? They are sons of different level, different order. Are you getting me, everybody? Okay, look at the situation that happened in Daniel. When they threw people into the fiery furnace, people said the fourth man was Jesus. It's not Jesus. So. They said that fourth man that appeared is Jesus Christ. The world was made flesh. He's not son. No, that fourth man was an angel. Was an angel. But they call him a son. He's a son of God. He's not a cherubo. It must have been a seraphim. Because you know, seraphim are burning fire. They are fairy furnace. A furnace just enter furnace. When a furnace by man and furnace of God. When that even is a fire that consumes fire. He just turned the fire to AC. That place must have been maybe very cold, like the guy was just enjoying themselves. Because if it's hot, they'll be sweating. When they came out, they were not sweating, sir. An angel just entered. He must have been a seraphim. So it's a son. And they made the king know that's a son. He said the fourth man is like the son of God. Like the son of God. It's not so there are sons of this. Can we say a big amen? So why you look at Jesus? Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ is the model of building sons. The Son of God is Jesus Christ. The Son of God. Say the Son of God. I have told us there are many sons. This is where I started my teaching from. There are many sons. But when you say the Son of God is our Lord Jesus Christ. Is our Lord Jesus Christ. Who will be template for building many other sons? Romans chapter 8 verse 29, to those to him foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So every other person will be built like that. So our building begins from where we become newly created. Let me say like that. Beginning of the building of sonship. Beginning is new creation. I think Pastor will quote for us Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of all, lest any man should boast. Give me verse 10 quickly because of time. For we are his workmanship. Workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto. So you can see that new creation is not the end of everything. I don't like the OS. It's not the end of everything. We were newly created to be newly formed and to be newly made. Newly formed, newly made. Are you getting me? There's a place in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 9. Every man, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. So you'll be created. Doctrine is that you'll be created first. Then you'll be formed. Because when you look at Genesis chapter 1, 27, God created him. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, God formed him. And God formed the man. So creation, formation is still part of the making process. Then you will not make him. So when you are born again, you are a new creation. I don't know if you are getting me. After you become a new creation, they will not begin formation. So when Paul said, my little children, in whom I travel again, until Christ be formed in you. You were newly created, they don't need to form you. When Christ is not formed, they will not begin making. They will not begin to make you. Formation of Christ is one that precedes making. Making is when they want to make you become perfect. Be made perfect. Hebrews chapter 5, we read it there. Be made. This is a son, no. But they say, be made perfect. That son now needs to be made perfect. So new creation, yeah. Because I see that there's a way teachings come to us and make us feel that new creation is everything. It's a lot, but it's not everything. It's not everything. There's more to new creation. Say it. Shout it very well. I'm a new creation, I believe, but there's more. Even the new man you have, they still need to work on it. Colossians chapter 3. He said, and seeing that you have put on the new man, which is being renewed in knowledge. Which is renewed in, you see the word? The new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So he's created, they still renew it in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So it's not everything. It's the beginning of the journey. We thank God for milk of the word or milk of Christ that make us a new creation. But that's not everything. When you enter Christ, you see again that there's still more they want to do. Amen. So let's press a little further. So Jesus Christ, our Lord, like I said, is the model. Now, he making us. When we become born again, they give us some things. So, you know, the thing they teach us about milk. Milk is to introduce us to righteousness. It's not the righteousness cause itself. The Lord made me know something, and I want to say that before I go today for this morning, so that evening I can focus on the next thing I want to say. Amen. It's introduction to righteousness. It's not righteousness cause itself. You see, where they started Adam from, sir, is Adam began learning righteousness in everlasting life. Everlasting righteousness. Adam didn't learn the first learning of Adam after formation. When he was formed, is to begin to learn everlasting righteousness. Our daddy taught us. I heard him say that. Can we say a big amen? Adam, as a living soul, was learning everlasting righteousness. Adam, as a living soul, was learning everlasting righteousness. But after the fall, when man fell, and fell more, because man fell first, then man fell more, then man kept falling. From living soul, man became flesh. From flesh, man became grass. You can see that. So, you know, can see our state. Man became born again. So they had to give us milk. And that milk is also a kind of measurement. Please hear me, everybody. Please, this is very important. It's a kind of measurement to justify that you are learning righteousness. There are certain little rain they attach to it. So it's not that one day you start raining. No. Please, ma. There's nobody that will start raining one day. No. You rain gradually in calibration of your building. There must be something that show that you will eventually rain fully. Based on the some measure of grain you are having in the proportion of your growth. So when you do milk, I say milk. Someone say milk. Milk is provision. Hear me, everybody. Milk is a provision in Melchizedek order of priesthood. Or in that Melchizedek order, there's what they call adoption into remedial. Milk is part of remedial course for a fallen man. You are a living soul. You fell, became grass. So God gave provision of milk. Meek is introduction to righteousness of God. Please, I want you to know that. Meek is introduction to righteousness of God. That meal, meek, which we have been taught in the house. I can't be teaching meek now. This is an apostolic conference. If you want to know more about meek, please attend this church. They say local church. Me, I say attend this church. It's not every local church that we teach you meek. We are not the only church, but we are one of the churches. Because they say we should attend local church. We will not go and join the church. Some, God forgive me, some church don't even have full meek. Some church you don't have full meek. I'm not talking down the body. Sometimes when I say this, I cry in my heart. Meek and religion. Some is even half meek. Some even small meek. Then doctrine of church doctrine. You can't tell me praying. It is well. No, you can't be telling me something. Enemy die by fire is not meek at all. It's not meek. Nobody should call that meek. Once you were meek level. Meek didn't say you should tell enemy to die by fire. It's not right. It's not learning righteousness of God. Meek is faith and love. There's no die by fire in meek. That one is introduction or doctrine of demons. Because that introduction now will make you see somebody as your enemy that must die. When people die, you come and share testimony. I want to thank God that my mother said I should not travel out. She's dead now. Praise to Jesus. She's dead. Go to her. Now you are praising Jesus. Many Christians have sent people to her with their prayer. Because you cooperate with a demon who wants to kill people more. Anointing it here in your lungpa. Anointing it here in your lungpa. Your own anointing now. People with the key. You know they say people now. People with the key. Meek will tell you save that person. Meek will tell you preach to that person. Good meek will tell you do evangelism. Pray for the person. That is meek. At least you'll be born again. But your own meek now. People with the key. It's not meek. So if you want to know more about me, please attend City Gate every Sunday morning. You may have your church be coming for Sunday morning. We do teaching on meek there. You will learn me, drink me, drink me, drink me. Then you will know righteousness of God introduction. Because a people may not know introduction of righteousness if they get to heaven. This thing is very pathetic. Huh? Somebody can be in church for 30 years and he has not tasted meek. This thing they pain God though. Don't think maybe this God is happy with it. The thing they pray God, somebody can be praying die by fire till he dies. When he gets to heaven, they will now see fire surrounding his body. This thing is Jesus' heart is burning. When you mention something like, can we say big amen? So that meek has his own measurement. He will train you in meek. Like when Lord was telling me about Jesus Christ our Lord, I've left my note. He was telling me about Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ has junctions of reigning in his life. Junctions of reigning. I will mention three of them before I go today. There's more. But let me just... The first measure of... When you look at Jesus, the first junction of reigning. Our daddy, Oyegeke, taught us that Jesus Christ took meek too. As a man, he did meek too. He learned right introduction to righteousness. As a child, he grew up like that. So that you too, as a child, in the Holy Ghost, you grow. Jesus Christ at 12. What produced Jesus at 12 is a good meek. And the junction of Jesus meek our brain is he submitted himself to his parents.
How can you be that?
That is the word, sir. That is the junction. That's the junction. Please, we have to know calibration of reigning in this manner. And he went down with them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Subject unto them. And you see the word? Subject. Jesus knew more than his natural appearance. Sir, if you agree with me, sir. Because he talked among the doctors of law. And they were amazed. His father never did that. His mother never did that. But he came back and subject himself unto them. They could still send him on errand. He was learning carpentry. So it means that meek, this is how you measure a reign in meek. Submission. Mushimbo, this submission to parent. Because I realize that some young people, when they know some things, when they go home for holiday, their devotion is scattered everywhere. In the devotion, they scatter everywhere. In case you are like that, your meek no complete. Your milk in no bado. Devotion. Then you are talking about man child. How the man how the man child will come, how the man child will reign. How you know the you know when you enter the man child company, then you sit upon the seven head of the dragon. Your parents will never shop milk. Then you confuse them, you attack them, you tell them their church is not correct, you tell them there's nothing called rapture. You know, there's something you talk. So when from incorruptibility, we move to immortality, immortality we move to eternal, eternal we move to only wise God, eternal wise God will not sit upon the throne. More devotion. I'm not saying we should be ashamed. Sometimes your life is what will first of all bring them to you. And after all the teaching, you enter your room. It's your mommy that will not knock the door. Don't get the radio. You don't wash plates. My child doesn't wash plates again. We are people of the world to come. Our life is... I'm saving my life for what to come. So I don't waste my life here. Oh, only the deliverance. So it means Jesus Christ, who knew? Jesus knew. He knew things. But the way to live what he knew out is that he subject himself to his parents. Yes, sir. If you don't do it out job, how would they know? Jesus did home shore. He learned carpentry. Son of God, who know? He didn't say it's his father. What is the trigonometry dimension of this wood? What is the measurement of the inside connotation of this wood? Can you tell me if you know? That's I don't know. Because I made this wood. Daddy Joseph, how many hair do you have? Can you count? What about the white hair? Can you tell? I don't know. I know it. No. Jesus, no. This is prelim of reigning. Allah magayada. At all. Please, if you say, I'm just saying this, sir. I know we are smiling. We should be checking whether our milk is good. Because it's introduction to righteousness of God. Your milk must make you become subject to parents. Hear me very well. I'm still coming to our spiritual parents. I'm talking about don't become weird to your natural parents. Don't be rude to them. Wash their clothes. Wash their with this thing you are knowing. Wash their clothes. Be the first person that will sweep the house. Wash plate without they telling you. If they say duty, you are for your among your siblings, number one to do everything before your sibling. Don't care about your sibling do anything. Yes. Don't care about them. If they look like they should not do. Yes. If you like, if they should not do. Don't say I'm not the one washing plate today. It's more okay. Oh, see bad to make here. Your mission should not look at duty roster. Your mission should just be a life you are living. I talk about because some people have offended their parents because of the knowledge they have. In fact, their parents don't want to hear about anything called righteousness again. Not of righteousness. Pastor, they are persecuting me. No, you are the one persecuting yourself. Because we have plenty of young people in this message. We need to talk to you like this. I tell people, when you get home, sweep your floor. What? There's a mother that comes to this church. I won't mention, but you know them, sir. They come to Lord, they come here. They come now. It's their daughter that won them. Not by doctrine. They are pastors. Just by obedience. They just that this our daughter used to be stubborn. Stubborn child. They know that when she come home from school, she behave herself. They rebuke her. She cry. I'm going to go, mama, argue. She home chore. They say, they now say, this daughter has changed. Then they now say, which church do you attend now? As you mentioned, they say, the mother said, I will come to that church. She came to observe, but we didn't know. And that time we are teaching information of Christ. Hey, that's it. She started attending our church. She attended our church and brought her husband, all the children, by not somebody's mercy, by life. That is somebody who has done me well. To me, that person is already raining in milk. That's the signs and wonders, sir. Am I talking to us?
Yes, sir.
We are not saying yes already to. I say, am I talking to you?
Yes,
so when you move from milk, you now enter learning righteousness of God proper. Christ The preaching of Christ is the revelation of God's righteousness. In the evening, I will build up from there. I will just continue from here and enter for five. Let me just, amen. So, someone say Christ. So, Christ in here is the learning of righteousness of God. That's when they bring you close to righteousness of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by. I can't go into detail. Let me just bring out something there. When they say, therein is the righteousness of God revealed, please hear me very well. This righteousness of God they are revealing here they are just trying to say to Christ, we have a righteousness we want you to learn. Hear me very well. This righteousness is revealing everlasting righteousness in its lowest form. I don't want to confuse you. It's the beginning of learning the real righteousness. Me, Kenya, is just righteousness you are seeing from afar. But they are introducing you to it. Here now you now enter the class. Because when they say righteousness of God, say righteousness of God. Righteousness of God. Psalm 119, verse 142. He said, thy righteousness, O God, is everlasting righteousness. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. So the righteousness of God is everlasting righteousness. Christ is to make you come and learn everlasting righteousness. It doesn't mean they will give you that everlasting righteousness. They will give you a part of it. A portion of that everlasting righteousness to learn. Who is getting what I'm saying? Please? So they have taught us many things, but let me move from there. See, Jesus Christ also learned this righteousness. Our Lord Jesus Christ learned. I began to see some junctions in Jesus' life that I felt, okay, let me put it this way. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Milk will make you, make people have dominion. Good milk, oh. Dominion over works of the flesh. Good milk. Dominion over works of the flesh. Works of the flesh. Because reign and rule, they are very close. They are not the same, but they are very close. Reign, rule is that, or let me say dominion is that, or dominating. Reign is that you can perpetuate what you have dominated. But you must have dominion first. So, milk. Hallelujah. This is where I feel in my heart that sometimes it differentiates between somebody who has used milk and somebody who is hearing doctrine of Christ, or who has the knowledge of Christ, but he has not used milk. You see that some parents have character more than their children. Yes, and they don't have as much as knowledge. You can see new couple who are hearing this message who still need to run to their parents who are using milk to still tell them how to do this, how to do that, to submit your husband. You can be hearing this message and not submissive to your husband. And your mommy who is not hearing this message is submissive to her husband. I'm talking to you now. Okay, you know the apple. Because the way you look at me, you know the apple. Some of the book we give to our brethren to read on marriage is people who use milk. Till now, it's milk they are using. And when you look at their own, you say, oh, mele. But the standard they raise. So you wonder, okay, what is different? Because they used milk. And by milk, they have dominion over some things. You don't see a wife insulting her husband. I see what's the video of one of her mothers in the body who was greeting her husband. So go out. I watch the video. So go out on a bad day. 70 bad day. She asked the husband, can I go out? I watch the video. They were singing for her on a bad day. 78. Somebody was singing for her on a bad day. Then they put the they were singing, but she asked, he's like asking, can I go and join them to go and pray? I open my mouth like this. See, subject to her husband to ask if you could go out and dance. What did you go to go out? Well, sweetheart, on your own bad, not your husband's bad day. On your own bad day. Mercy or not, sir? Oh, milk. So milk will help you gain some dominion over. That's why when you look at anyone who uses milk very well, sir. Hallelujah. I still have a little more time. Are you with me, everybody? So let's check very well. You see that they have certain mastery over works of the flesh. Certain mastery is clear over works of the flesh. Fornication. In fact, some level to anger, you won't see them. Some level to malice, some level to envy, you won't see them do that. That is certain death love. That means a certain dominion over works of the flesh. So if you say you are doing, because like I say, it's introduction of God's righteousness must have effect upon your soul. To give you certain dominion over some things. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Then from there, you see that they will bring the full introduction called Christ. So when they bring Christ, Christ has his own demand. And what that building of a son. Now, somebody who takes milk is not a son. In the evening, I will build mother. It's not a son. It's a child. So what milk produces in fullness is a child. They don't call anyone who has not entered the border of Christ a son. Sonship begins with Christ. Sonship in the order of Melchizedek begins with Christ. Christ is the least son. Christ is the least son. In the kingdom of God, is the least son. A milk taker is not a son. It's a child. Meek will make you become a child. From a babe, you become a child. Then, as a child, they will now hand over to you next learning of righteousness, which is righteousness of God brought low. Can we say a big amen? Amen. Then you start learning that one. You are not entered tabernacle. You are just because you are seeing. In fact, a child has not entered outer court. A child is not in outer court. He's still in the camp. Is when you start learning righteousness of God that you enter outer court. So it's the outer court Christian. It's a lot in the spirit. Outer court is a son. Because an outer court is a Levi. But I won't rush your thought. Let me just find a place to close. Can we say a big amen? But there's one thing that marks someone who is a Christ out. Who is learning righteousness of God that is called everlasting. But brought down, he will change. He become a son. One thing, a son. Please hear me very well. This is one is very important. That's what they made me know. I was just tracking Jesus because he's the Son of God. Is that he is submissive and subject to spiritual authority. Wow. Wow. Sir, there's no way, because we are talking about sonship of God. When you enter full sonship, sir, a full son is submitted to God. Fully, a full son does not think he's anything. A full son does not think by himself. A full son is a dummy of the father. That's what we don't want to hear. So when sometimes we talk about reigning, it's like, you know what that must you do? Reigning, you never begin anything. You can't know authority of the father without no authority he has set. So first authority set is your parents. That's why, you know, he puts it under parents. I'm not saying if your parents say, my son, don't enter, don't go to that church again, where they are teaching everlasting life. You say, I'm subject to my parents. No, there's a wisdom of managing them. You are still going, but you are not rude. But you see, the next measurement of Christ, when you say, somebody is a son, learning righteousness is that he'll be subject to spiritual authority. That's what you saw in Jesus. The next time you see Jesus, after 12, the next time is 30. And the first thing he did was that he was subject to John. John. You can see that Jesus Christ is a man who gives into subjection. I can feel you. What's wrong? Because what devil has introduced to mankind is ability not to subject yourself. You have your own mind. You see that you have your own mind. It's devilish, it's satanic, it's evil. So you have your own mind. That's why some people cannot be in local church. I have my own mind. If I, anyone that says I have my own mind, I don't want to work with them. Believe me. When someone says I have my own mind, I quickly walk away. Because in the local church, we don't have our own mind. Somebody say, all of you, you sleep in the same way. He said, I don't know why all of you is the same way you put your head. When they look at us, they say, hey, all of us sleep in the same way. Nobody even thinking out of the box. That is it. The person that thinks out of the box is already having issue. Because Paul said, I beseech that you, all of you, you have the same mind. We should have the same mind. I should not think away from Pastor Dimeji. You see the way God. That's it. You see that our God. That's what they say. You should go. That's a sheep. God. That if you don't do God, you can't have a rain. So Jesus' showing of rain is that he was submitted to spiritual authority. John was a spiritual authority of that day. Because Jesus, when they asked Jesus, by whose authority are you saying this thing? He said, I will ask you a question. He said, John's baptism is by whose authority? Is it from everyone? Is it of men or of God? It means Jesus Christ knew John as God's authority in doing what he was doing. His baptism. Jesus designed God's authority in John and he submit himself. John said, no, I can't baptize you. Jesus said, no, to fulfill all righteousness. Because I am learning righteousness. So to show my righteousness, I submit myself to you. That's why when we honor our fathers in the faith, it's because we are learning righteousness. You honor them, even though you know more than them. John knew Jesus knew more than him. But Jesus said, no, to fulfill all righteousness. Let's do it. So it means Jesus Christ, what Jesus Christ was learning in the other Melchizedek, righteousness upon righteousness upon righteousness. You know, say my pastor cannot tell me where, you know, pastor, I like Bodija. No, pastor says, maybe stay in Akuba. I just wish you say, oh, pastor, you know, that I attend your church is a privilege. No. There are some people who say that I don't even like. You are not helping pastor. Pastor is your destiny helper. I may be looks on my, maybe I'm too radical, but let me leave everybody. I'm just telling you the truth because sometimes, you know, we just encourage you. No, I'm the one encouraging you in the journey. Let's attend so that pastor can be encouraged. You see, that statement is not good. Pastor can be encouraged. Don't come. People will come. But forgive me for saying that. Why am I? I'm not a bad person. I'm not. I should go and be. No, because. That seat you sit upon, that's your seat that they know you with. 10 people destined outside are waiting for that seat. 10 people are waiting. I have seen it happen many times. I have seen it happen. In fact, sometimes when you see 2 people leave church, 20 people will just come. So that as a pastor who want maybe people to go, like you are you wishing maybe people should go, so maybe people can come. That's your seat. Now 10 souls is attached to it. If you mistakenly say, I know they come again, 10 souls will enter one by one. By the time you come back, you won't find any seat again. Sharp. So I'm not saying, I'm just telling you that is how to prove that you are a spiritual son. Because there are measurements of those. In the evening, we talk about that. There's spiritual son, there's living son, there's true son, there's eternal son. They have their measurements. So me being submissive to Pastor Dimeji, I'm already have dominion already over some things. What makes me submissive? There are some things that dominion is dominion over flesh. Flesh is what makes you become too much self-conscious. Doesn't like it. Who is happy? Will we have this rain? I said, will we have the rain? I don't know. Have we been blessed so far? Are you sure you have been blessed? So when we come in, God willing, God helping me, we'll push further from there until we can see where we reign over all enemies. But please start doing it. Start do this one. Reconcile with your parents if you have issue with them. Call your mommy and beg him in case you left her without greeting her. Somebody wrote a letter to her mommy. Mommy, you have lost me forever. I'm not mocking anybody, but when I had the letter, I said, yeah. He said, mommy, I'm lost. He's like, it's like, when someone says, Jesus has found me, consider me lost forever. I said, no. No. You are not lost forever. Oh. Please go back to that mommy. Oh. Go and stay in the house. Oh. In fact, for the next 3 months, just stay with her. Oh. Wash her clothes, cook for her. Because when you come back, she'll be subject almost to loose. Maybe not poison me and run away. So that you can become normal. That's abnormality of make. Abnormality in the way. You don't tell your parents you have lost them forever. You take care of your parents. Amen. Can we just pray? I think we should just pray here.
Words has spirit. Words has life has come unto you. Now is the season to walk in the things spoken. For more messages, visit our website at www.thecitygate.org. Stay blessed!